I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 11th. A Boston man is charged with selling drugs in Quincy. 36-year-old Thomas Allen was arrested Monday night after undercover detectives stopped his Mercedes SUV on the Neponset River Bridge. Police say they seized a loaded Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun, a switchblade, brass knuckles, and a variety of drugs, including mushrooms, methamphetamine, Suboxone, and gabapentin. Police also confiscated a smartphone and $670 in cash. Allen reportedly had an outstanding warrant for his arrest and will face additional drug trafficking and firearms violations. Detectives had been following Allen to a multi-unit building on Dorchester Street in Squantum and then back to Boston when he was pulled over. Federal transportation officials will review MBTA safety after a Red Line passenger died after getting his arm caught in a subway door in Boston last month. The Federal Transit Administration is beginning system-wide safety inspections. 39-year-old Robinson Leyland of Boston died on April 10th when his arm got stuck in the doorway of an inbound Red Line train at the Broadway station at about 12:30 a.m. and was dragged, suffering fatal injuries. According to the NTSB's preliminary report, Leyland attempted to exit the six-car train through the side door of the rail car as the train doors were closing, and his right arm became trapped in the doorway. The train then departed the station, dragging Leyland along the platform about 105 feet and onto the surface below near the tracks. The National Transportation Safety Board said earlier this month that a door control system on the train failed to work properly. MBTA officials said they support the FTA's review and are focused on making the system as safe as possible. The Quincy Planning Board will be reviewing a proposal for a new 215-unit apartment complex and parking garage in Quincy Center today. A developer is proposing that new complex for the current site of Napoli Pizza and a dentist's office along Hancock Street. The first floor of the building would have retail and restaurant space. The board will also hold a hearing regarding plans for a new 5-story, 28-unit apartment building on Newcomb Street in Quincy Center. Today's meeting is being held remotely over Zoom beginning at 5:30. All Suffolk construction projects in the city of Boston have resumed work after a temporary pause to review safety conditions. The pause took place after two recent accidents at job sites in Boston. The first accident was on Wednesday when three workers were hurt after a floor collapsed at an old power plant in South Boston. It took 100 firefighters more than 3 hours to rescue one of the workers. Suffolk is one of the contractors under investigation for an accident Thursday in the South End where a worker fell about 30 feet. Construction sites in Boston run by Suffolk were closed starting last Friday. Company said if it found problems, it may keep some sites closed longer. Yesterday, a spokesperson for Suffolk said all projects are back to work. Two cases of pediatric hepatitis in Massachusetts are under investigation by local boards of health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the State Department of Public Health. Both cases have tested negative for adenovirus infection. Due to privacy concerns for the patients, no other information about the cases is available. Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver that can be caused by viral infections, alcohol use, toxins, medications, and certain other medical conditions. Hepatitis in children is rare. In a health advisory last month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said they were investigating cases of acute hepatitis with unknown causes among children who had adenovirus infections. It recommended providers consider adenovirus testing in children with hepatitis when the cause is unknown. Celebrity chef Mario Batali was found not guilty of sexual assault during a bench trial that ended yesterday. Judge James Stanton said he found issues with the accuser's credibility. Commonwealth has not met its burden to the degree as required by law, according to the judge. 61-year-old Battali was facing a misdemeanor charge of indecent assault and battery for allegedly inappropriately touching and kissing a woman without her consent at Town Stove and Spirits in the Back Bay in 2017. The alleged incident happened while the woman, described by attorneys as a former fan, took a selfie with Battali. Battali did not take the stand. During closing arguments, the chef's attorney argued that the accuser lied for fun and she lied for money. Jury selection was set to begin Monday, but Battali waived that right at the start of the session, so Stanton decided his fate during a bench trial. A day earlier, Battali's accuser took the stand. She said that Battali was intoxicated during the incident, which left her shocked and confused. The chef's defense attorney argued the video evidence does not show the assault. Instead, Battali's defense suggested the woman had a financial motive. Prosecutors said the accuser did not want to be touched by Battali. All she wanted was a selfie. In a matter of weeks, the top of the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston's Seaport District will be transformed as some of the best divers in the world get ready to soar to new heights. Boston will mark the first stop of the 2022 Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series, the first time the event has been held in Boston since 2013. Red Bull Cliff Diving combines aerial, acrobatic free falls and dives from almost three times the Olympic diving height, with athletes traveling at speeds more than 50 miles per hour. Boston is the sole stop in the United States for these divers. 2 weeks later, they will head to Paris. The tour also makes stops in Copenhagen in Denmark, Oslo in Norway. Most are in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sisakon in Switzerland, Polignano in Italy, before finishing the season in Sydney, Australia. The Boston event is nearly sold out, but a handful of free tickets will be released on June 1st. A total lunar eclipse will be visible over much of the eastern half of the United States and all of South America. If the weather cooperates, New England will be treated to a full moon that turns blood red during the eclipse. It begins just after 9:30 Sunday night, when the outer edge of Earth's shadow begins to dim the brightness of the moon. The real show will begin as Earth's inner shadow begins to take over, starting at around 10:30 Sunday night. The total eclipse will begin at around 11:30, shortly before the moon will begin to take on a blood-red appearance. Because this month's moon is also a supermoon, totality will last for quite some time. The blood-red moon will stay in Earth's shadow for nearly 90 minutes before slowly emerging from Earth's umbra just before 1 a.m. Sunday night, Monday morning. The eclipse ends completely at 2:50 a.m. Unlike solar eclipses, lunar eclipses are perfectly safe to view without safety eyewear. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 84. The NASDAQ rose 114. The S&P up 9. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar down. The euro rose. Oil at $102 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose to the Hurricanes 5-1 as Carolina takes a 3-2 lead in that series. Game 6, decisive Game 6. Be back in Boston Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The Bucks and Celtics play their Game 5 in Boston tonight at 7. That series is tied 2 games apiece. The Red Sox beat the Braves in Atlanta 9-4 last night. They're back at it tonight at 7:20. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly cloudy, still windy. The high in the mid-50s for tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40. Start our warm-up tomorrow, partly sunny at a high 74 degrees. Warmer on Friday, partly sunny, high 80. And warmer on Saturday, partly sunny, high 85. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeast wind gusting to 25 knots. High tide, 8:01 a.m. Sunrise at 5:26, set at 7:54. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 11th.